Miracles through simple things, the power in Paul's handkerchiefs and aprons. There's a lot going on in Acts. One part that stands out is Acts 19:11-12. God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick, and they were cured and evil spirits left. You know how wild that is? Just cloth carrying God's power to heal people and drive out demons? It's about Paul sharing Jesus' good news in Ephesus. There were temples to false gods and people practicing magic in the city, but God showed up in a big way through Paul right in the middle of all that. They weren't fancy things blessed in some special ceremony. These were things like handkerchiefs you use to wipe sweat and aprons you wear at work. Not the objects themselves, but God's work in Paul's life gave him power. Here's an example of God using ordinary stuff for extraordinary things. Paul just gave his life up for Jesus. He traveled around preaching and faced all sorts of challenges. Through him, God moved in ways that everyone noticed. People got better, and those who were troubled by demons got free. It wasn't about Paul being some superstar. It was about the Holy Spirit working in and through him. People in Ephesus heard about these miracles and started bringing these cloths from Paul to their loved ones. Imagine the excitement and faith it took to believe that something so simple could make such a difference. This reminds us that God is not limited by what we think is impressive or professional. He can use whatever we have in front of us. A handkerchief and an apron make the point even clearer because they're casual. God meets us where we are at. He doesn't need a fancy building or fancy tools to work. His power flows through people who stay close to him. The power of God touched Paul's clothes even as he prayed and obeyed. Think about what ordinary things in your day might be used by God. Maybe it's your words or your time or something as simple as a kind word. The key is staying filled with the Spirit and walking in faith. In Ephesus, these miracles also showed the difference between God's real power and the stuff the magicians were doing. That story right after shows that only the real deal works. It doesn't come from a fake or copy and past relationship with Jesus. The seven sons of Sceva tried to copy it, but it didn't work out for them. It's about believing that God is still working in our communities through ordinary believers. We might not see handkerchiefs healing people in exactly the same way, but we can see his power working in our neighborhoods. God's touch can be carried over a meal, encouragement, a helping hand. We can learn from the casual way this miracle happened to keep things simple. Focus on knowing Jesus better, loving others well, and staying open to the Holy Spirit. Acts encourages faith in a God who is active and powerful. He cares about the sick and the oppressed. Through simple means, he brings freedom and healing.